On Tuesday morning, the 5th of April, 2016, JMI Realty sponsored a special presentation called A New Vision for SDSU. The presentation, held at San Diego State's Montezuma Hall, dealt with the concept of creating a satellite campus on the Mission Valley property, now occupied by Qualcomm Stadium. A panel of local real estate and development experts discussed various aspects of this concept. One of the panel members was Vincent Mudd, managing partner of Carrier Johnson Plus Culture. After that presentation, I spoke with Mr. Mudd. I began the interview by asking Mr. Mudd how he became interested in this proposed project.
Well, a number of us are involved, attended San Diego State University. So during our time at SDSU, we've always known that SDSU has continued to grow and has been constrained by the properties around it. And as we began looking at the discussion about the NFL stadium at Qualcomm, and when we understood that there is an option for that piece of property in the event there wasn't an NFL stadium there, we thought it would be important to at least study it and make that study available to people so that they would have a greater understanding of what value that property could have if it became available to San Diego State. The property is owned by the City of San Diego and the Water Authority. And if there were not a football stadium there, how would the public use that property? So we studied, could there be a benefit for San Diego State University if that property became available to San Diego State University? In other words, a public-to-public transfer. And a similar concept was the military had a piece of property in the Torrey Pines area that was basically given to what became the University of California, San Diego, and now UCSD, and all the amazing things it has done after that public exchange of property. We could see the same type of thing happening for San Diego State.
You also had a very intimate connection with the Bulls.
Yes, I last year I was chair of the San Diego Bowl Game Association. Year before, I was the president. So I've been involved with the bowl games for a number of years. We have an amazing group of volunteers that care about San Diego. And the bowl games for us are pure Americana. I mean, it's a chance to show the world San Diego and how beautiful we are in December. But we have a beautiful parade that has 120,000 people that come out to watch our parade. And it's a chance for us to look at what San Diego can be in the eyes of the public.
The Holiday Bowl, I think, other than the top several, you know, Rose Bowl and so on, has become pretty much well-respected in the football world.
It has been for a while. 2 years ago, we had USC versus Nebraska, and in the television ratings, the Holiday Bowl was number 5 out of all the bowl games. So the bowl has always been a very exciting bowl game, and nationally, people want to come to the Holiday Bowl. Not that the other bowls aren't great, but there's something special about the way they're treated when they come to San Diego.
Now, I want to ask you about the bowls, again, that topic. If a stadium were built, and I think we all realize Qualcomm Stadium won't last forever. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, it's built out of concrete, so it could technically last forever. The question is whether or not Qualcomm Stadium is a high-performing stadium for the way people want to use it. And the answer is, of all the stadiums in the country, it's one of the lowest performing stadiums.
San Diego State would be delighted to have a stadium that seated 40,000, maybe a few more, with the possibility of expansion. But would that be enough for the Holiday Bowl and Poinsettia Bowl?
You know, part of my role is probably not to talk all about the bowl games. However, I would say this. Clearly for the Poinsettia Bowl, a 40,000-seat stadium would not be a problem. For the Holiday Bowl, it would be an interesting challenge because the concept, if you watch bowl games on television now, you realize one very scary fact, and they do not appear to be about how many people you can put in the stands. They tend to be about television and how you can produce an audience and content. And so that's not good because we love to have 65,000 people in our stands. It's very challenging to be able to do that.
I looked up the attendance history for both bowls, and I see what you mean. The Poinsettia Bowl, it would definitely be okay based on the crowds we're getting, but it might be difficult for Holiday Bowl.
Yeah, it would be a challenge. The concept that we're all having a conversation about, really the genesis of the conversation, the reason why we're talking now, is that once the NFL said that we do not want to look at Mission Valley, we want to put a stadium downtown, the concept of there being a stadium that seats 60,000 people somewhere in San Diego County appears to be possible that it would be downtown. So in that case, the bowl game would not have a challenge with that at all.
It seems to me that the people looking at this concept of a new stadium for the Chargers had given up on downtown. And now the emphasis seems to be back on downtown.
I would maybe argue that I don't think the desire for downtown was ever gone. I think that what got studied by CSAG was Mission Valley. That's what got studied. I don't think that it meant that there was no downtown option. So as evidenced by the fact that if you listen to the Chargers, they communicate that that's something they've always been interested in. So I don't think it's a shocking or mystery that the Chargers were always interested in being downtown. So now there's a study going on about how they could use downtown. Clearly there's been a study that's been conducted of how they could use Mission Valley. I think at the end of the day, the great beneficiaries of this is the public, because the public now has a better understanding of what could be downtown, what could be in Mission Valley if it were NFL. And now, based on what we're talking about, they now have an idea of what could be done in Mission Valley if it were for SDSU.
Now, the Chargers are going to be for sure in San Diego one more year. After that, we don't know.
That's what they've said, yes.
Now, getting back to the concept of the Qualcomm side of the Mission Valley site, we saw some renderings, but as was made very clear at the meeting, those were just one idea. But the concept is to have, well, you tell us various things could be done down there.
Yes, I think we referred to it as a blue sky opportunity to have a dialogue. But there are some elements that would be important. Number one, the River Park Conservancy needs to be taken care of and activated. We think that could be accomplished there. Two, housing for SDSU students, potentially USD and UCSD students, since the trolley will connect all three. And then faculty housing, of course. Then academic space, research space, and even research space where the private sector and the public sector co-locate and do research together. That's one of the things UCSD has done a very good job of, and it's a way to take these great concepts that are developed on the academic level and move them into the private sector as quickly as possible. We think that could occur here as well. And of course, the stadium, the celebration space that can go on, that's something that could be accomplished here. Now, all of those things with parking and park space, I think we showed that the River Conservancy is 28 acres and we were able to create another 40 some odd acres of open space. So this property can really be the open space that it is today, but we call it an open space with purpose, because instead of just having a stadium, which is a single use for a very large piece of property, you now will have a piece of property that's activated and contributes to San Diego State's future.
Now, this wouldn't have to all be done at once. This could be in stages, couldn't it?
If you look at the Mesa, where San Diego State is, and just put a timeline on that piece of property from the first day they had it to today, it's constantly evolving. So all property constantly evolves. So no, it does not have to be done in one fell swoop. They could do the housing first. They could do the academic second. They could do the stadium third. They could do all of it. I mean, the idea here, and I think we talked about it during the conversation, is if this makes sense to people, the idea is, how do we get control of the property for the benefit of San Diego State University? Because once SDSU has the property, they will develop a plan to use it so that it benefits SDSU and the public in the right way.
I then brought up the issue of funding and referred to something that another panelist has said, that being Steve Peace.
He thinks the main thing is the acquisition of the property. Once you got that, then people can figure, well, the project is going, so I guess I should get in.
Well, I think what he was saying was that the most important element is to get possession of the property. For example, the university has about 5,000 housing units on it today. When I went to San Diego State, we didn't have 5,000 housing units in San Diego State. But truly, from a financial standpoint, the student housing and the faculty housing are somewhat easy because when you build them, you know that there is a population that will house them. So from just a pure financing model, to build something that you know people will occupy makes the ability to build it and finance it that much easier, and it can be accelerated. So I think the many different financing options that are available to a university are very different than the financial options that are available to someone in the private sector.
This is a many-year, if not many, a several-decade project.
I would think of it as a 15-year project, and I think it's a responsible way to think of it. The entitlement process can take between 3 to 5 years to get the land entitled and cleaned up. The demo of the current stadium, at least there's only one thing to demo. That's the other thing. It's very rare is to be able to find 160 acres of land in San Diego, 166 acres, that doesn't already have a lot of things on top of it. In this particular case, with the exception of the stadium, when you're finished, you have very little demolition of other assets, but you will greatly enhance that asset when you put this plan on top of it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So if you're downtown and you said, I want to find 166 acres to develop, you'd be destroying people's lives, and that would be unacceptable. So this is one of the few places where you can have smart growth and smart development in a transit-oriented community, meaning transit is around the community, without destruction.
The next question I put to Mr. Mudd was what he and others could do to make this dream a reality.
For those of us that support San Diego State University, one big way to play a role is to make sure everyone understands that you support having this property in San Diego State University's hands, and that San Diego State developed that property to the benefit of the university, its students, and our community. And just that alone is probably the most important thing people can do right now, because this is a concept that shouldn't be, it's not necessarily a new or original solution to SDSU's growth challenges. It really actually makes sense. It's only 5 minutes away by trolley. We put that trolley there for a reason. It just so happens that that piece of property wasn't available in San Diego State before. And Steve P said something today, which was, don't miss an opportunity to do something good for the university. This is a very good time. So you would want people to look at this, and if you can either conclude it's a terrible idea or it's a great idea. But what you should do is at least give everyone a chance to conclude something.
Well, I've said, and other people have said too, this is pretty much the old cliche, but it's true, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I think it's incredible that it has been teed up in a way that would benefit San Diego State probably more than it would benefit anybody else. And the reason why I say that is because Mission Valley has developed into what it is today, and a lot of it has been broken into small pieces. So when you go through Mission Valley, you can feel that this was not an attempt to take a piece of property and take it to its highest and best use for the public. So if you don't do a project like this with the San Diego State University, you can look at that property in the future and envision exactly what it's going to look like, because it'll look just like what's currently right next door to it.
Well, a huge opportunity. I hope it works out. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, like I said, talk to your local politicians, talk to the media, talk to your friends. Just talk and ask yourself, is this something we want to see done? And I always tell people who say they spend all this time looking at how things don't get done in San Diego, I just say find a very tall building or a tall place, look around, and just keep in mind while people are telling you all the things that can't get done, somebody actually did everything you see.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mudd.